Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. With the Republic of North Korea. North Korea.
North. South. Nuts to this.
She was on top of mind. I mean, that is not an unusual scenario there.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie?
What are we doing?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What some are calling the storm of a lifetime.
Out of here, look behind every tunnel. It's a twister.
Driven by higher sea surface temperatures linked to human-caused climate change.
Can I get out of here, please?
But that's what it is, right? Our Earth is getting warmer.
It's supposed to be hot. Not that hot.
There is just no doubt, I think, left that it is feeding these beasts.
Who's hungry?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Learning more about what happened in Florida over the last day or so. Well, Biden was partying. Prince partied like it's 1999. Biden parties like it's 1899 or maybe 1799. Although I don't think he has a powdered wig. But
Oh yeah.
23 Skidoo. He arrived in his Model A that he bought from Pop, and Jill was in the rumble seat with a flask. But they're interviewing people who rode out the storm in spite of the orders to evacuate Fort Myers. Robert Negron, 74, and his wife Jane rode out the storm. This is according to the New York Post, in their 24th floor apartment overlooking the Caloosahatchee River, which was shaking. This high rise was shaking as it got battered by the storm on Wednesday night. Our building was swaying when Ian hit, Robert said. I've never been in a building that was swaying. That would be pretty scary, I would think. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
When Kamala said that the U.S. has a, quote, strong alliance with the Republic of North Korea, it only confirmed what many of us suspected all along. Democrats are communists.
Now we know why Trump wanted to keep those handwritten notes from Little Rocket Man, because he's the one who forged that very strong alliance with North Korea after all these many decades of hot war and cold war.
Does Kamala Harris think that Santa Claus lives in the South Pole? This is going to be a bad Christmas.
That's an excellent question. I guess now we can begin bringing our 30 or 35,000 military home from the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, now that North Korea is a very strong ally. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show store. For this week only, we're offering BOGO, buy one, get one, on our Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirts. I'm wearing one right now if you want to watch it on Rumble or social media. Right now, you can buy one t-shirt and get one free. It's two gifts, two Christmas gifts, stocking stuffers for the price of one. Offer good while supplies last. Order at HowieCarrShow.com and click on store.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.
Rocket Man! You know, it's interesting, too, that, he's named... The leader of North Korea, the dictator, third generation, is named after an Elton John song. And Elton John was at the White House this week. Coincidence?
Howie, ignorance is correctable with education. Kamala Harris is stupid. You can't fix stupid.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a difference. And she's never shown any propensity to grow or to study or at least try to fix her shortcomings. You know, I don't have much faith in the legal community, but I'm still somewhat astonished that she managed to pass the bar exam.
I know one way a recession would be good for you. You wouldn't be able to afford the Washington Post.
Yeah, the Washington Post, he's referring to, read a story in their money column, whatever that means. I guess it's, you know, financial advice, supposedly to help the average guy who's reading the Washington Post. The average guy hasn't read the Washington Post probably for about 30 years. But anyway, they had a column yesterday, I think it was, saying seven things about a recession that'll be good for you. You know, that's one of those stories, even if I could get through the paywall, Taylor, I wouldn't open it. I'm not buying that, but it's, a recession is good for me.
Confusing North Korea and South Korea? That's kind of like confusing Martha's Vineyard and what's left of San Francisco.
Yeah, it is. I've never heard anyone confuse North Korea and South Korea before. But... But she didn't, you know, maybe she's having some jet lag. They always blame stuff. When you have a problem after a long flight, they always blame jet lag, right? Except for when George H.W. Bush threw up in Japan. Then he didn't get to blame jet lag for his stomach virus because Republican.
I want to thank Kamala for finally visiting the border between East and West Korea.
Would anyone be surprised if he said East and West Korea? No, you wouldn't be surprised.
Top of mind for Brandon is tapioca followed by clear blue spaces.
Don't forget MeTV. He likes to check out what the marathon is tonight on MeTV every night. I think it's Wagon Train tonight, Taylor. He likes the Ward Bond episodes rather than the John McIntyre's.
Just taking a look at the schedule, MASH tonight.
Oh, MASH. Yes.
I know what's top of mind for Joe Biden. It's the, the thing.
Ooh, an hour of Andy Griffith followed by Gomer Pyle, USMC.
Shazam!
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
If we only had a President Klobuchar, then this hurricane never would have happened.
Yeah. I know Amy Klobuchar knows how to stop hurricanes. She doesn't know how to keep anyone in her employ because she treats them so shabbily, but she could stop the weather. Vote for Klobuchar if you want nothing but sunny days and warm winters and pleasant summers.
Man, they put the good shows on really late. Twilight Zone, 12:35 a.m., followed by Alfred Hitchcock Presents, all hour.
Ooh, that's good. And then they have...
I don't think Joe can stay up that late.
They have the...
Every day for him is the Twilight Zone.
He doesn't even hear the ticking, though, does he? It's just, you know, he just walks around and he sees things. You know, like the, you know, the remember the famous episode where there was the alien on the wing of the airplane? He sees dead people. Same thing.
Maybe Rod Serling is his speech writer.
My house was completely destroyed in the hurricane. Everything I owned is now gone. Thank God I was vaccinated.
You know, I made a mistake the other day. I thought that exhortation to get a vaccination was from last year, but apparently it was this year. It was a couple of days ago.
I thought it was from last year.
I guess that's how I heard that it was. But people have told me since then that it was this year.
What people have told you? Because I've heard that cut before.
I don't know. People I talk to or people I follow on the internet. I don't know. You think it's an old cut?
I stand by it's an old cut.
Okay. But is it believable that he said it 2 days ago? Yes, it is. Anything is believable.
Yeah, everything's evergreen with him.
Luffy, I must admit, I misunderstood Charlie Parker. It may have taken 2 weeks after the 40 hours war on the vineyard, but he's finally getting even with Governor DeSantis by sending a plane load of undesirables to Florida. Genghis Carr and Tucker Taylor.
We will be welcomed with open arms on Worth Avenue. They may have a ticker tape parade for us, Taylor, when we arrive.
I hope so. That's a long drive. A parade will be a welcome sight. Oh, and by the way, I looked it up. It was from 2021, that cut.
So it was, okay.
Multiple stories saying okay. That it was taken okay. Out of context.
All right, well, let me hear it one more time. Okay, we'll get it. We'll get it when we come back.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The chump line number, if you would like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you like to hear a second chump line every evening, or you just didn't hear your message and you want to hear it somewhere, you can get it at Chopped Chumps. That's where we post the messages, the second chump line, on the second chump line of the day, the messages we didn't use just now. Chop Chumps are available wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts around 7 p.m. every weeknight. Today's chump line is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show store. For this week only, we're offering BOGO, buy one, get one, on our Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirts. Right now, you can buy one t-shirt and get the other one, the next one, free. It's two gifts. Count them, two gifts for the price of one. Great stocking stuffers, early Christmas presents. Offer good while supplies last. Order at HowieCarShow.com and click on store.
Does Kamala Harris think that Santa Claus lives in the South Pole? This is going to be a bad Christmas.
Oh, she could screw up everything. How did she pass the bar exam? That's a recurring question. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
Let me be clear. If you're in a state where hurricanes often strike, like Florida or the Gulf Coast or into Texas, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now.
People are asking, was Coolio, the rapper who just keeled over in a bathroom in Los Angeles yesterday, 59 years old, was he vaccinated? That's what you always, I mean, I always think that whenever somebody who was of an age where, you know, there's a 59, okay, you could have a heart attack, sure. But people don't have heart attacks or didn't have heart attacks as much as they used to when, you know, you had 60% of the adult population smoking cigarettes. And again, I don't know if Coolio was a smoker or not, but I don't know. There are all these sudden adult death syndrome victims, SADS victims.
Did he have information that would lead to Hillary Clinton's arrest?
that That's a leading cause of SADs in the United States. Has been for 30 years now. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. It's a great place to go, especially in the off season. It's cheaper and it's the view, the scenery is just as good. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Where is the U.S. economy headed? A mild recession, a severe recession, a depression, or I'm on welfare. What do I care?
Just read you a couple of headlines. Here's this from the American Thinker. Bidenomics, $9 trillion. I said $7 trillion when I was reading the spot for monetary gold. $9 trillion in private wealth wiped out in stock plunge. $9 trillion. They always talk about our deficit being $30 trillion. So Biden, Brandon's economic policies, his insanity has caused almost a third as much damage as the deficit amounts to. Stanley Druckenmiller, he founded Duquesne Capital Management, and he's a multi-billionaire. This is what he said on CNBC. We're in deep, deep trouble. So everything I said at those colleges is worse in terms of metrics except for one thing. I miscalculated when I didn't calculate zero rates. I used 4% rates. So he says it's even worse than his own calculation showed. So, Taylor, the poll question is?
Where's the U.S. economy headed? Mild recession, severe recession, depression, or I'm on welfare?
I'm saying severe. I'm saying severe.
62% say severe. 32% say depression. 5% say mild recession. 2% say they're on welfare.
All right. 844-500-4242. 603 says Coolio smoked Kools, obviously. Well, Kools, I think Kools is...
Ha, 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 ha.
I think it's declined as a leading menthol cigarette in the United States. Not what it used to be. 844-500-4242.
Ever since they killed off Joe the Camel.
Well, Joe the Camel wasn't... You're thinking Kool had a penguin.
Was Kool a penguin?
Yeah.
Then what was Joe Camel for?
Well, he's for camels, wasn't he? Or maybe
I guess that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Kools, for some reason, about 1980, it seemed like everybody switched over from Kools to Newports overnight. I've never understood it, and I've never seen an explanation printed anywhere. 844-500-4242. Carl, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carl.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Howie. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Howie. How you been?
Good.
I've never heard so many commercials in my life.
Stanley, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Stanley.
Okay, $70 billion of United States taxpayer dollars have gone to defend Ukraine. And I believe in Ukraine, we have to defend them against the Russians. But I looked at the budgets last year for the United States military. We spent $21 billion. This year, we spent $45 billion. Our military top people are saying we are nowhere near ready to defend if China does something aggressively.
Well, I know, Stanley. Also, saw a texter mentioned this earlier. What if we have to go to war, God forbid, and there's no oil left in the strategic petroleum reserves because Brandon was trying to win the midterm elections? That could be a problem too. I don't know what we're giving all this money to Ukraine for. It's just destabilizing the entire world, not just the West. Not just Europe and the United States, North America. It's destabilizing everything. I'm Howie Carr. This summer, I'm taking premium audio with me everywhere I go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with 3 sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. Plus, noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or during a grueling workout with optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear, and they do not budge. With Raycon, I could also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half, I repeat, half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself what the hype is all about. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Try not to let this destroy your faith in the transgender movement in the United States military. But this is a breaking news story. First openly transgender Army officer indicted for trying to give soldiers medical info to Russia. It's from the Free Beacon, Chuck Ross. The Army's first openly transgender officer was indicted today on charges of trying to provide American soldiers medical information to the Russian government.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
A federal grand jury in Baltimore indicted Jamie Lee Henry and his wife, Anna Gabrillion, on charges of conspiracy and wrongful disclosure of individually identifiable health information. What is Gabrillion is an anesthesiologist at Johns Hopkins. She said she was motivated by patriotism toward Russia to provide any assistance she could to Russia, even if it meant being fired and going to jail. Henry, this is the transgender, is a doctor at Fort Bragg. He gave the undercover agent information on five patients at the military facility. That's weird. Henry has been praised as a pioneer of the transgender movement after coming out as a transgender in an interview with BuzzFeed News in 2015. He became the first to legally change their name. Not his or her name, their name. I guess those are his pronouns. They, them. Okay. I wonder if he's convicted what kind of prison he will be.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
You know, I've often thought it's very unwoke of the Bureau of Prisons, a federal website I go to most often. They do inmate locator, and you have to give the name, first name, last name, the age, the race, and the sex. And you only have two choices, Taylor. Can I file some kind of complaint with the hotline?
It's got to be 79 choices, right, at least?
At least 79 choices. But you go. Just go to BOP.gov, look on inmate locator, and you're only going to find two choices when you're looking for your friend who's been incarcerated recently. 844-500-4242. You know, I sometimes talk about how newspapers aren't as well written as they used to be. And, you know, people just don't seem to want to have a good turn of phrase. They don't seem to care about, impressing the readers. But I found something in the Palm Beach Post today. It was about a tornado touching down on Tuesday night in some condominiums west of Delray Beach. And I really, really like this sentence. In moments, a tornado tossed cars at the Kings Point community like confetti, cut palm trees in half, tore chunks from buildings, and sliced off roofs in a surgical assault that left microwaves untouched on countertops and clothes hanging neatly in closets.
It slices, it dices, it irons your shirt collars.
It's more powerful than Godzilla.
Set it and forget it. New, the Twister from Ronco.
It's got more uses than a Swiss Army knife. Tossed, cut, tore, and sliced off roofs in a surgical assault. Nice. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Interesting story in the New York Times by Nate Cohn. He's a reporter for the New York Times. He's like a statistician. He uses statistics to come up with his stories. And, you know, he's a lefty, obviously, but he works for the New York Times. But he uses interesting ways of looking at stories. And he had a piece the other day. The political spotlight may be drifting back towards issues where Republicans have an advantage, like the economy and immigration. And this is what I found interesting. It may be difficult to discern these kinds of subtle shifts in the national mood, but Google search trends offer a decent rough measure. For the first time since the Dobbs ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, the abortion decision, Google searches for the economy and immigration have overtaken searches about abortion. I repeat, Google searches for the economy and immigration have overtaken searches about abortion. Searches for democracy or the January 6th hearings have also fallen. I'd say that's a really good sign for Republicans and a really bad sign for Democrats. 844-500-4242. I want to know if you know Democrats in your personal life. I mean, how are they handling this torrent of bad news especially with the economy, but also Ukraine. It just this whole problem of these increasing utility costs and heating costs is definitely related to all the natural gas shortages or the increasing expense of natural gas because of Russia cutting off the supplies, or someone cutting off the Nord Stream pipeline, and us shipping out more LNG to Europe or having to compete with other countries for LNG. What are your Democrat friends thinking about this? What, do they care that their 401ks have been slashed by these absurd economic policies? That the Inflation Reduction Act is just like lighting money on fire and making every problem that we have worse? Do they care about any of this? 844-500-4242. By the way, Joe and Hunter have a Fang Fang problem. Now, I mentioned this earlier. You know, Fang Fang was the Chinese spy that Eric Swalwell, President Swalwell, was sleeping with when he was in municipal politics in California. Kinky Hunter, this is PJ Media, had a Chinese honey on the side secretary who was the wide open gateway to billions of largesse. She was a spy. Meet Jiaqui Bao. Jiaqui Bao. PJ Media says the Chinese-American secretary looks like a Kardashian. Hunter ate it up. I'll bet he ate it up. So why are we just now appreciating the importance of a story about Hunter betting a Chinese spy that broke more than a year ago in the London Daily Mail? Well, now we have a FBI whistleblower who confirms it. This is James Comer. He's a Republican congressman, obviously, and he's talking about this, and he's trying to get to the bottom of it. And of course, they're just totally stonewalling him. So he's talking about Cut 13. James Comer, Republican of Kentucky.
Oh. Well, I looked at a picture. I Googled a picture of his assistant. She's a very attractive girl. So I started looking even more. We discussed with the whistleblower, and according to the whistleblower, they were more than just business associates, if you know what I mean, Jesse.
Yeah. So oh, I know
this
what you
is
mean.
Another potential Eric Swalwell situation, another national security nightmare that Hunter Biden's involved in.
Shocking. I know it's shocking, isn't it? 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
As far as Democrat friends, if they're like on a pension or they're dependent on the government, they think that everything's fine and it's just like that. But I got reminded about the recurring, what I feel is the worst Democrat Party belief, which is that tax cuts have to be paid for. They think the economy is this static circle, and I believe that it's an expanding balloon. that when you cut taxes, you spur economic growth. And a lot of Democrats, they cling to that. We got to pay for tax cuts because the government then becomes the source of your wealth.
Right. Well, they always say, you're right. Liberals always say the government can't afford, that's the word they use, afford tax cuts. But you and I somehow can afford to pay higher taxes whenever they decide to increase them.
Well, yeah, you can be taxed to the point of, what's the word I'm looking for? Demoralization. If you tax somebody at a lower rate, you're going to want to go to work. You're going to want to get up. You're going
right.
to want to feed your family.
That was what we learned in the Trump years. That's what happened. People were actually leaving the disability roles. The opportunities were so great in the private sector. They'd said for decades the SSI roles or SSDI disability that they would never go down again because people would get addicted. But you know what? Most people did stay on the rolls, but some people finally left the rolls because they could make so much money and they wanted to get back into the game. And now those days are over. They're in the rearview mirror. Thanks for the call, Steve. 844-500-4242. Democrats have no clue, says 508. My sister had no clue why electricity is going up. There's no gas, she said. What do you mean? They're dumb, Howie. They're dumb. Do they understand that Russia has cut off the supply, much of the supply of natural gas, and that Europe needs natural gas, and now there's a lot more demand for natural gas, and that we're competing against Europe, and also the government is not giving out any more leases for drilling for oil or gas on federal lands, and that might be a problem with the supply, and that really you can't generate all the electricity you need with solar and wind power? Do they understand that at all? Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I had a close Democrat friend that during the previous administration, you couldn't get them to be quiet. They were bugging me all the time. Now that the tables have turned and the hypocrisy is showing forth, I can't get them to engage in anything but the shrubbery in their front yard.
What do they say when you ask them, how's this Biden thing working out for you? What do they say, Paul?
They won't even go there. They shut the conversation off. It's absolutely amazing.
And do you think they're going to go out to vote? Are you in Vermont?
I'm in Vermont, yeah. And my close friend is way on the West Coast. But, I'm going to go out and vote. And they will, too. I guarantee you that.
Are they going to vote for Welch? I mean, Welch is part of the problem.
Well, take a look at the alternative to Welch. That guy is basically embracing pretty much line for line the things that Welch is going to embrace. So,
Malloy?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. But I think Malloy is. He's a veteran. He's not a bad guy. He'd be much better. It'd be voting with the Republican majority. We could start having some hearings. We could block judicial nominees. I think he'd be a real improvement over Welch. Plus, he's a lot younger. I mean, you know, it's one thing to be 76 and be in the Senate, but it's one thing to be 76 and in your freshman term in the Senate. I know he's been in the House for, forever. But still, you know, that's a tough time to be starting a new job, I think. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls. You're on your Democrat friends. What are they saying now as the world seems to be falling apart around them? Do they even realize it's happening? Fall is with us now, and as cold weather sets in, your body can get tighter and more rigid. For the month of September, Balance 7 is offering $15 off to my listeners. Personally, I'm ready for the new season. My case of Balance 7 is already shipped to Florida. With $15 off and free shipping, this is the perfect time to give Balance 7 a try. And if you're already a satisfied Balance 7 customer, take advantage of this savings with code word Howie. When you buy the 4-pack, you're spending less than $2 per day for great energy. Compare that to what you spend every morning at your local coffee shop. Wouldn't it be better to get Balance 7 and have energy throughout the day for less than $2? Balance 7 is my go-to drink to get energy all day long. You know you should steer clear of those sugary energy drinks loaded with caffeine. It just makes you crash later in the day. Balance 7, on the other hand, dilutes the acid that has built up in your body over the years from eating acidic foods. When that acid is neutralized, your immune system is functioning as if you were 20 years old again. Balance 7 drives out the acid built up from beer, wine, soft drinks, processed meats, and other foods so you feel better and sleep better. It also helps with acid reflux, heartburn, and joint discomfort. I'm a real customer of Balance 7, not just a paid endorser. I love Balance 7 because it's good for me. I've been taking it for more than a year now. I'm going to have a shot as soon as I finish reading this spot. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order at balance7.com and use code word Howie to save $15 and get free shipping. Or call 800-793-9039. And don't forget code Howie. Do your body a favor. Order now. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242-781. I just looked at my retirement account. I lost one-fifth of the value this year. That would be a good spot, a good 30-second spot on TV, right? Or even on the radio. Hi, I'm running for, you know, fill-in-the-blank office. I'm a Republican. How do you think things are going? Forget about the gas pump. Forget about the supermarkets. Forget about the empty store shelves. Check out your 401k. Check out your 403b. Check out your SEP, your IRA. See how it's doing. Thank you, Brandon. Vote for me. I'm running to stop the insanity. How about that? 844-500-4242. 508 says Dems won't vote and Republican voters are PO'd and can't wait to vote. Well, that was another thing that Nat Cohn from the New York Times was citing, is that Republicans are a lot more excited about voting and more sure to vote than Democrats. 978, these moonbats can't see past their front yards because they can't see past the Ukraine flags, Black Lives Matter, and hate has no home here. Lawn signs. Right, exactly. You don't see as many of any of those signs, though, as you used to see, do you? Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to bring up the comment. You know, even if you have some Democratic friends, you know, they need to see what happened with President Biden. I mean, the man bringing up Jackie. Yeah, I mean, I can bring up some other things, but that run right there just sent chills up my spines. When we heard him do that, I mean, this man is right next to the nuclear button. I mean, our enemy, we have North Korea testing nuclear weapons on a daily basis. I mean, every day they came out and said, oh, Donald Trump needs to take a test. He needs to take a test. This man's unfit for presidency. Well, we have a real man right now in front of us that's unfit. This is real, and we need to deal with this because, I mean, the Democrats aren't going to. Look what's going
Alan,
on down in
Alan,
Jersey. I mean, look what they're trying to push over the line.
Alan,
I mean,
the problem is care. Kamala Harris is in the on-deck circle. You want her in there?
I don't want to say yes or no, but I can't keep him in there. We as a country, we cannot keep him in there. If you have Democratic friends, I want to know what they say about that. I mean, that man,
Alan, most of them don't even know that this is going on. You know, I don't even think that, you know, even though the yesterday what happened with, you know, calling out the dead congresswoman, that got a little more play, but it didn't get it on Fox and Newsmax. It got play, but it didn't get any play on the networks. I don't think it surely didn't make it to MSNBC and CNN. They're trying to blame Ron DeSantis for screwing up the hurricane preparation and recovery in Florida, even though there apparently is nothing there. All right, 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.